Our scripture passage this morning is Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. If you'd stand this morning for the reading of God's word. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd had gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables. In his teachings said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seeds, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came up and ate it. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came, the plant was scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Then Jesus said, 'Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.' When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, 'The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven.' Then Jesus said to them, 'Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seeds among the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seeds sown on the rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no roots, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like the seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life and deceitfulness of wealth and the decisions of others come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Farming takes a lot of faith, but it also takes a lot of the right conditions. So does our faith in Christ. Each year, Emma and I plant a small vegetable garden in the backyard, but it doesn't start in the spring. It starts sometimes February to March. We start the seeds inside so that they might be ready when the weather finally warms up enough so that we can plant them in the ground. So each year, Emma and I sit down at the kitchen table. We kind of plan out the garden and what we're going to do. We get the tray full of fresh dirt out. We start putting the seeds in order and kind of marking it so we know what's what. Some of it, as it starts out, kind of all looks the same. And if you have a different variety of tomatoes like we usually have, all the tomato plants look the same until the fruit starts being produced. So we like to organize everything so that we know where it is, what it is, as we prepare. After we get all the seeds planted, we water it, we put it in the window, we cover it so it might get some of that greenhouse effect and warm up and start to grow well. We watch it, we wait, we hope. Finally, when it's time, warm enough, we take those seeds that we started that are now small plants and we put those out in the ground in the backyard and we leave it up at that point to the soil, the sun, the rain. Sometimes we go in and weed so that they might grow. We water a little extra if it's a dry time of the summer. But for the most part, we just have to wait in faith, knowing that the plants are going to do what plants do. As long as you give them the right conditions to grow, they will grow, and you will produce fruit at the end of the season. But not every seed makes it. Some of those seeds that we plant in those rows in the early springtime, because they're old or whatever the case may be, don't spring up. And even out of those that do spring up and we do get to plant in the backyard, sometimes the weather doesn't cooperate quite right, or we don't get out there and weed as often as we should. And because of the hot sun, they dry out too quickly and they don't make it to fall, or those weeds choke it out. And again, they don't make it to fall. And as just a hobby gardener, that's not a super big deal for us. We just go to the grocery store and get a tomato or a green bean that we didn't get in the garden. Or maybe if we're lucky, we go to the farmer's market and find a tomato or a green bean. But for those who rely on farming, it's a whole lot bigger of a deal if those seeds don't make it to harvest. Jesus is speaking to a lot of people who would have related to this parable that he's giving. I know nowadays farming is pretty advanced. The technology is there so that you can plant corn rows that are perfectly straight for miles and miles, that each plant is perfectly set so many inches apart, and even as you're planting, you can make sure you put fertilizer on each seed so that it might grow. There's a lot of technology nowadays that they didn't have when Jesus was giving this message. They didn't have planters that they pulled behind tractors to seed their fields. They had to do it by hand. And usually, often, they would do this by carrying a bag of seeds and then just kind of throwing the wheat seeds out into the fields. That's where you get this illustration from Jesus that some of the seeds are going to go where they should go in the field, where the farmer has prepared the soil and made sure that all of those aspects of it are correct so that the wheat might grow and that he might have his crop at the end of the year. But in that process of seeding his field, some of it is going to fall along the side, along the path, where it's a little bit more rocky, a little bit more difficult for plants to be, where the conditions aren't quite right. Jesus uses this as an illustration for the kingdom of God, for people and their faith in him and how it grows. You can kind of use the analogy of farming as Jesus does for our life and faith in Christ Jesus. If those conditions are just right, faith grows. We bear the fruit that's talked about at the end of Galatians: love, joy, hope, patience, kindness, self-control. But oftentimes, I think a lot of us feel that we try and make everything in the Christian life work together for us. But there's those times when it feels stagnant, like our faith isn't growing, and we try to make the right conditions out. We try to set a time apart, a time for scripture reading and for meditation on the word and prayer time so that we might be able to commune with God. And maybe when our faith is a little bit weaker, we try to go to church more often because we think that'll make the right conditions for God to work in us. But sometimes we try all those things and it just doesn't seem to have our faith grow anymore. And we seem kind of stuck where we are, or maybe even our faith is going the other direction and we're starting to question more and more about what God has given to us in his word. Jesus uses this parable to help us understand some of those right conditions for faith and for our growth and for the fruits of the Spirit to become more and more evident in our life. So Jesus talks about a few different types of soil. First one, he says, is those seeds of faith, of the word, of the gospel. Some of those seeds fall along the rocky path. Because it's packed down, it's hard, the seeds aren't able to get down into the nourishment of the soil. They're not allowed to grow, and Jesus says that birds come along and pick up the seeds just because they're laying on top of the ground. Later on, Jesus says that those seeds that fall on the path are those that can't get down into the soil, can't get down into the ground, and the devil just plucks those seeds of faith right up and takes them. The second soil that Jesus talks about is the rocky soil. Those that the seeds are allowed to go into the soil, even though they're not allowed to go that deep because there's rocks around them. They're able to get a few roots down, but the roots don't go down very far. So they're easily washed away, or the sun is able to dry them out and they don't produce the fruit of faith. The third soil that Jesus talks about is the thorny soil. These are ones that the word of faith, the gospel, is able to get down into the soil, able to grow the roots, but they're in an area where the farmer hasn't weeded very well. They choke out the plant so that, again, they're not able to bear the good fruit. The final soil, the fourth soil that Jesus talks about, is that soil that everything is just right for growth. That once that seed is planted, once the word of the gospel is given, that soil is able to grow, to flourish. That this plant is able to produce good fruits. 300 times over, it says. So what's the difference in all of these? The seeds are the same, the gardener's the same. The only variable in these situations is the type of soil. Which begs the question for us then, if God is talking about these different types of soil, the receptiveness of our hearts to the gospel, how can we as His people create that perfect environment for when we hear about the good news of the gospel, the grace of Christ Jesus? How can we allow that seed of faith that's planted in our hearts to grow and to flourish and to produce the good fruits that He talks about in this passage? It's creating that right environment in our lives, in our hearts, to receive the message. So how do we do that? We do that by removing the stones from our life, those things that get in the way of our faith, that, as I said earlier, maybe perhaps we're spending some time in the Bible, in Scripture every day. Maybe we're praying, spending some time in prayer. Maybe we have some good soil there, but there's still rocks in our life. Those sins that we cling on to can kind of choke out faith in our life. Or maybe it's that we're spending time in the Word, but we're also spending time worrying about the things of this world too much, and that can be overwhelming and become a boulder in our life and again choke out our faith. Maybe we're spending some time in the Scripture in prayer, but we're also spending way too much time in media and consuming the things of this world, and again, that can create a rocky situation in our life that chokes out faith. That would be kind of the example of that second type of soil. Going back to the first type of soil, the hardened, beat-down path, where our hearts are so hard to the truth of Christ Jesus that faith doesn't even get into our hearts. I'm guessing because we're all here today, that's probably not the cause for us. But if that is, if your heart has been so hardened to the truth of the gospel, the assurance and the goodness for us today is that God is willing to cultivate by His Holy Spirit and renew and restore, get in there with the rototiller and loosen up the hardness in our hearts to hear His word. Or maybe you have faith. It's been growing, but you have those difficulties that come up in life. Those situations where you're doing everything right, or you're reading scripture, you're doing it and you're following it as closely as you can, but yet those things of life start to bombard you on every side. Family member who has an illness that perhaps is incurable, and you're starting to wonder why God would do this to you. Those are the thorns that can kind of come in and choke out faith. Then there's that final soil, that good soil, the soil that's left all of those worries, those cares to the side. That's hard to do, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, He allows us to have those hearts that can respond to God's word and to grow in it. And it's that soil, that faith, when it's planted in, can grow, can flourish, and we can see the marks of the gospel in it, the fruit from it. There is grace in this passage today, too. It's not just about preparing our hearts to receive the good news, but does the soil grow the plant or grow the fruit? No, it's the plant that does that. The soil is just the right place for that plant to flourish and to grow. So when God plants faith in soil that is receptive to the seed of the gospel, and then that seed of faith is faithful in growing the fruits of the Spirit. That all God is asking us to do is to be the soil that works up those stones, that pull back those weeds, that allows Him to come into our life and to grow faith in us. Faith isn't something that we in and of ourselves can grow and flourish and try to bear those fruits ourselves. The Christian walk, the life, is about allowing God into it so that He might transform us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus speaks in these parables and in these ways so that for us who have faith might be able to see how He works in us, but also, as Jesus says in this passage, that He does it so that people who are interested in it know and learn and grow from it and bear that fruit. But He also talks this way a bit so that those who maybe have those beaten down, hard dirt type of souls don't respond to it. So this passage is a bit explaining why some people hear the gospel, respond to it well, and grow in it, and also why some people don't. Jesus is explaining to His disciples that this message that He's preaching will fall on ears that are receptive to it, and they'll grow, and it'll fall on ears where It's not. The gospel is good news for everyone, but not everyone will hear and respond to it. So what can we do in response to hearing the good news? Well, Christ has sown the ultimate seed through his life, death, and resurrection. It's that good news that he gives to us, that he allows us to grow in faith, hope, love, peace through this good news. We just have to be receptive to it. So that's our first thing to do today. When we hear the good news of the gospel, be receptive to it. Be the type of soil that will take that faith and grow it and bear fruit from it. The second thing is to identify the type of soil that your heart is today. Maybe it's a mix of a few of them. You're receptive to the truth, but you're struggling in it. And ask God to come in there and help you in those struggles. Remove those weeds from you. Remove those rocks of idolatry so that you might be more receptive to the gospel, the message, the faith that grows from it, and the fruit that's bared in it. Live as that receptive soil. Know that God is there as the good farmer to help you remove those rocks, to help you remove those weeds, to help your heart be receptive to his work, to his planting of the gospel message in you, and to the growth and bearing of his fruit. This passage today, it's about farming. It's about that farming involves a lot of faith, but also the right conditions. Our life and faith in Christ is the same. Our life and faith in Christ takes a lot of faith, but it also takes the right conditions as well. Are we prepared to make those conditions right so that the gospel might flourish in us, we might bear fruit 6, 30, 100 times over, share it with others? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this parable that you gave to those around you and your disciples, that in it we see some of the ways that you grow your kingdom, that it's by the giving of this good news, the gospel, these seeds that are planted in our lives, that you cause us to grow and bear fruit. And God, we pray that we might be receptive soil to this good news. And God, if there's areas in our lives that are being choked out by the weeds of doubt, would you help us to remove those weeds? There's any stones of idolatry in our hearts, we pray that you might help us to pull those out and to move those aside. Allow us those hearts that grow your gospel message in us. May we grow the fruit of your kingdom. May we bear the fruit of love, of grace, of hope, and truth. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.